Welcome to Writing Fright. I am your host, Tanner Rutledge, and today's episode, we're going to be getting into something that I feel is incredibly important for new writers to learn. It's something that I had to learn the hard way, and that is letting your first draft lie. Not going back and changing things once it's down on the paper, getting it to stay down. And how that lesson was really driven home with me this past week. But before we get into that, guys, if you are enjoying the show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. It's the quickest way to help us grow the listenership. It shows people that the show is actually being listened to and helps us rank higher in searches. So please go ahead and do that. Also, connect with us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at Writing Fright. I am posting quite a bit on Instagram when it comes to tools and resources on different books to read for learning, different literary tools, different resources for writers, and then just some fun stuff that I'm going to be posting on the Instagram. On Facebook, doing some of the same things, but I'm looking at doing a couple of live videos there. So definitely connect with us on those. Also, reach out and let me know how you're doing, guys. How are your word counts coming? How are you coming with your goals? And what questions do you have that you want answered, especially when we sit down to do our interviews with other authors, publishers, editors, and those that are basically involved in helping getting the horror novels out. All right. So also you can email me at writingfright@gmail.com if you have any questions, or if you'd like for me to talk about your goals on the show. I'd like for all of us to keep each other accountable and to celebrate in each other's successes. So getting into today's check-in, I hit my goal of 6,000 words this week. I got 6,043, so just a little bit over. I'm still playing catch up from the prior week, but it does feel good to be back on track. The research that I did on the action scenes really helped me fly through and get some stuff knocked out this week. Also had some exciting things that developed inside the story that I'll be talking about on the second part of the show. But yeah, super excited about that. Something that I decided to with what I'm doing with this book and what I see for this going forward, I have decided to open my own indie press and publish a great deal of my own work. So I've talked about that on the show, but I did take the first steps this week in making that official and getting that rolling. So I'll have some stuff on social media about that. And I'm looking at maybe instead of pitching this at StokerCon, actually putting together the publishing team and independently publishing this particular work myself, and having it kick off a larger series, not a connected series, but have it kick off a larger universe. So I was really, really excited about that. And that's all because of the twist and the turn that the story took this week, going in a little bit of a different direction. So, all right. So we'll get into today's show. I'm going to try to keep it pretty short and we'll have a quick word from the show sponsor. Hey guys, welcome back to Writing Fright. So getting right into today's episode, a piece of advice that I've heard a lot, and I know that you're going to run across in every class that you do and everything that has been written on writing, it says, don't mess with your first draft. Just get everything down on the page, leave everything on the page, and then go back and revise it later. Do not revise as you write. And when I first started writing, I found myself doing that. So in works that I did in the past, when I would start a book, I very seldom got past chapter two because I rewrote chapter one so many times. And my short stories took forever to write, and my flash fiction even took forever to write. I finished shorter pieces of work, but I was never able to actually finish a book. When I went back and rewrote, I would write myself into a corner by chapter two, or I would just lose interest by chapter two, and I never finished it. This go around starting with this and really seriously getting into writing and wanting to make it a large part of my career or my actual career, I decided to give it a try, and it's worked great for my short stories. But what really What I really noticed was I was able to get my story out and get my book out, get the story out and get the book going. Now I had a problem with the story that I'm working on, and you guys know that a week or two ago I didn't hit my goal of 6,000 words. I did this week. Part of that is because I was really fighting on going back and reworking some stuff because the story I'm writing is a haunted house story, and it was coming off as very tropey. I mean, it was checking all the boxes, going through getting the people there. I love my characters. I spent a lot of time developing the characters, but the story itself was coming across to me as flat and tropey. And I wanted to just go back and start rewriting stuff. And I'm really glad that I did. I stopped myself from going back and doing that this week and just decided to push on with the story. And I am so glad that I did that because I got to a part of the story where things changed. And suddenly it was not sticking to the trope, and it brought in some fresh activity, and it brought in just a fresh look at the haunted house trope. And that's my favorite subgenre and my favorite trope in horror writing and in horror in general is haunted houses and hauntings. I love a good ghost story. And the area that I grew up and the area that I spent a lot of my youth vacationing in had just a very unique culture, a unique pagan culture, legends and myths and hauntings and things that were very unique to that area. And going through this book, when the activity revved up, I was able to put a lot of that into the book and put a lot of myself into the book. And it really sparked to life for me. And suddenly it wasn't just checking the boxes on a haunted house trope. There was a twist in there that I loved and I thought brought something to the story, which really made it worth telling, which is important to me. You know, I'm doing this podcast. The book that I'm talking about writing is going to be published. One way or another, this book's getting out. And if I'm committing to that, I want it to be worth reading, I want it to not just be worth writing. I want it to be worth reading, meaning that I want it to give my readers a different experience. And before now, I didn't think that the book was doing it, and the prose weren't great. It's a first draft. It's going to be rough, but everything just kind of clicked together with this twist, and I am so excited about the story now and moving forward. So that is a piece of advice that is worth gold. Give yourself permission to write poorly. Give yourself permission to just get this stuff down on paper and let the story find its way. You know, I'm 30,000 words in. When the twist happened, I wrote out about a page of notes that I'm going to look at going back through revision. And I am just so excited for this story moving forward. I can't wait to get it done. Get it into, in front of editors and actually get this thing polished and out. Very, very excited for what this turned into. And it's taken a different direction from what I thought it was going to because of what happened this week. And if I would have gone back and rewrote a single scene or a single chapter, this twist would not have worked and probably wouldn't have happened. So I am total believer now that the biggest thing that kills a story or kills a book is going back and editing while you write it. Again, if I would have done that, this twist would not have happened. This particular path would not have been taken by my characters. And it just added so much everything to the book. It added life to the book. It added a rich subtext and a culture and history to the property, the surrounding area, and the people in the town, the supporting characters. This really gave them something. So keeping this super short, that's my advice. Do not rewrite anything on first draft until you are all the way finished with it, because you don't know what could happen, and you could be killing an amazing story by doing that. So once it's down on the page, just leave it alone. Anything and everything can be fixed in revision, unless you revise it and screw it up. So do that. And it was a cool way to get a little bit of myself down on the page without actually like putting myself into the story. But really excited to write about this stuff. So I'm going to jump off. If you guys are looking to contact the show, email me at writingfright@gmail.com. Connect with us on social media, Instagram and Facebook @writingfright. And I'll talk to you guys next week.